The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
There's nothing like trying to get your stuff together, and you move your Electrovoice mic, and the shock mount and everything just about falls off all at the same time. That ever happened to you, Ben? You ever have your mic almost fall off in front of your face as you're trying to get everything adjusted and everything? Now, that's like informing me, like that broken arrow thing where they say, you know, there's a protocol in place for losing a nuclear. I've never had that happen to me before. Well, not till just now. Time to get a new mic arm, I guess. I need to get one of those telescopic ones. I do believe I do. Yeah. Anyway. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up this evening, got a special slate of things for you. Second hour, because it's Wednesday night, it's going to be the World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. Third hour, first time I've ever had him on here. I've been looking for him for a long time. Reed Hendricks of Valor Ridge, a very cerebral young man who's also, he's cerebral, he's lethal. Cool. He'll be joining us for the first time, third hour. But, starting out. Coming from the Times of India, indiatimes.com. They're asking a question. You see, in India, the Army's top generals have for the past decade been discussing what's going to be their next generation issue rifle. And the debate is about the quantum of lethality required. So they're asking, should it be a rifle that kills the enemy soldier or terrorist, or should it merely wound? They've been looking for this for a decade. Now, as per their experience in India, as with everybody, the 5.56mm rifle is considered better for conventional war since it generally injures an enemy, which ties down at least two of his colleagues to carry him as well as hits the general morale in the opposing force. 7.62mm rifle is preferred for counterinsurgency since the aim is to kill a terrorist in the first instance before he can unleash mayhem. There are different arguments for each side. The lethality, of course, also depends on where a round hits, according to everybody that you ask. Fact remains that all soldiers prefer the rugged 7.62mm AKs, which also have a higher rate of fire than the indigenous 5.56mm NSAS, the Indian Small Arms System Rifles for Counterterrorism in JK. So, not to go all Hannah Montana here, but the Indian Army tried to get the best of both worlds. That didn't work out so well. They had this experiment. They wanted to put rifles in there with interchangeable barrels and or calibers. So they had a 5.56x45 primary barrel and a 7.62x39 secondary one for counterterrorism. This failed miserably, failed badly. Barrels don't need to be Not on a manned portable weapon. They don't need to be interchangeable like that. Not in the middle of a fight. No. That mega project was junked since the rifles on offer by armament firms like Colt, Beretta, Seiska from the Czech Republic, and Israel Weapon Systems were not found suitable and cost-effective after extensive trials. This is a massive contract. The Indian military is 1,129,900 active personnel, 960,000 reserve personnel, 136 aircraft. It's pretty. It sounds like it rivals ours. And if you think the American military procurement process is corrupt, just imagine how the rifle choice thing is playing out right now in India. But here's the question that this is the first thing that happens in my mind. Here in the United States, they look at the AR-15 and say it's a killing machine that can unleash thousands of bullets in one, just looking at it, and it's a killing machine. And I mean, we know this in the military, too. We found this out. I mean, 5.56 is, you've got to upload it. You don't need to be running around with 55-grain rounds. You need 75-grain rounds. That may reach out and actually pop somebody and kill them. Or like they found out, 7.62. That's why I have a 7.62 by 51 rifle. That's why I have my M1A. That'll plaster you. But what they're saying is that, as a rule, the 5.56 is a weaker round, not designed to kill. Now, wait a minute. How could the military say such a thing? Even if it's the Indian military, how could they say such a thing? The 5.56 is a killing round. Telling you, because the anti-gunner's telling me that all the time. It's a killing round. they are dead on it. I don't understand this. I don't know who wrote this, but I don't know if they... the AK-47 isn't issued by anybody now. There is a school of thought out there amongst these people that want to carry something in the 308 category. That it just go AK. Don't go AR-10. Don't go M1. Just go AK. You have a 7.62 projectile that'll reach out. It does well. It's man portable. It's seen all of this. It's seen all of that. Except right now, if you go and you look against these guys that we're not equipping to fight ISIS, and they have AKs to fight ISIS, they will have a pile of AKs behind them as they go to their rifle range all the time of AKs breaking down. These things break down too. They're machines. They may be robust. They may have fewer moving parts. They break down nonetheless. And the AK, to me, there's so many variants of them. There's some that are just absolute junk. And that's why I don't own one right now. That's why I'd rather carry something heavier like the M1A. Besides, it's cool. But here we have a military entity. Arguably a very big one. One of the BRIC nations. We have a lot of their people here, and not military people. We have large Indian presence. They've spread all over, and they're out there saying 5.56 is not a killing round. I think we've probably been doing this from the wrong slant. From here on out, we need to just approach this with a military outlook, and just simply state what the military has proven time and again about 5.56. There is a reason that they have been looking for another rifle. There's a lot of guys that want to, in the military, they want to get away from the M4. But the problem with the M4 is it's light and the ammunition is light, and that makes it very hard to replace. I myself ran one for an M16, ran it for a long time. I'm very used to it. That's why I prefer, on that type of a rifle, an AR versus an AK. Sorry. But, that's all beside the point, right? When we get back, we're going to take another look at this New York City permit thing because we got a little more information about it. Quite the rabbit hole. This is Lock 'em Load. Mm-hmm.
fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
All right. Gonna take you down memory lane. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Absolutely, and I mean even more so today than ever. Lead is worth more than gold. Ammunition Depot, check them out. Who has seen the movie The Gangs of New York? Leonardo DiCaprio. Carmen Diaz was in it too, wasn't she? And I can't remember who plays Bill the Butcher, but he does that really well. That was about the 5 points. And if you would watch the movie, you would see that there was like these people that lived in fairly decent poverty. And then there was the upper crust. And around about that time, in that time frame, the most dangerous place to live was not out west. It wasn't the OK Corral. It was New York City. Okay? A politician named Tim Sullivan was out there at the time, and they passed something called the Sullivan Act, which is the handgun law whereby if you get caught with a handgun without permission and without a permit, you are going to jail. You're taking the gun and you're going to jail. That's been in force for over 100 years, and somewhere Tim Sullivan is still laughing. And it's still working as the political boss intended, because in New York, the Sullivan Act ensures that New Yorkers who are very well connected, either by status or more nefarious channels, are able to arm themselves with handguns, and our average residents remain at the mercy of the criminal element. It is important to make clear that the description of this corruption in this case that I'm describing to you, that there's a summary of allegations contained within a federal complaint, and that at this point none of the individuals alleged to be involved in the corruption case have been convicted. However, they are moving on it. This past Sunday, authorities arrested Alex Shia Lichtenstein on bribery and conspiracy charges related to alleged efforts to bribe an NYPD officer in order to obtain handgun licenses and previous successful attempts to do the same. The arrest was part of a wide-ranging federal probe into corruption at the NYPD. New York Police Commissioner Bill Bratton told the New York Post that the unfolding scandal is the worst for the department since the period surrounding the Knapp Commission in the early 1970s. That was an era of rampant corruption made famous in the film Serpico. A complaint filed with the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York outlines Lichtenstein's alleged license purchasing scheme. According to the document, starting in 2014, Lichtenstein developed a relationship with a sergeant at the NYPD License Division with the authority to approve gun license applications, listed in the complaint as Sergeant-1. From an undetermined point in 2014 to early 2016, Lichtenstein frequented the License Division on a nearly daily basis. The complaint notes that during this time period, Lichtenstein charged his customers $18,000 per gun license in exchange for his help in acquiring a handgun license. An officer who worked with Sergeant-1 and conducted investigations for the License Division told a federal investigator that Lichtenstein would provide him and Sergeant-1 with cash bribes he termed lunch money consisting of $100. The complaint alleges that at some point in late 2015 or early 2016, the commanding officer of the License Division banished Lichtenstein from the License Division. Shut out from his connection within the License Division in early April, Lichtenstein approached an NYPD officer outside the License Division and offered him a bribe for his assistance in acquiring handgun licenses. Rather than comply with Lichtenstein's request, the officer reported the attempted bribery to the NYPD Internal Affairs Bureau. Now working with the FBI and the IAB, the officer agreed to meet with Lichtenstein while wearing a wire. During their conversation, Lichtenstein allegedly offered the officer $6,000 for each license that the officer would help him acquire. He went on to tell the officer that in the last year he had helped individuals obtain 150 licenses and suggested to the officer that if he cooperated, he could make $900,000. Lichtenstein also noted he was engaged in the previous licensing arrangement for the past year or two or three. In New York, legally speaking, the process for obtaining a handgun license is incredibly difficult. The application fee alone is a non-refundable $340, plus $90 for getting fingerprinted. None of that is refundable if you don't get it. Applicants must submit to a lengthy application process that includes a personal interview. The rules of the city of New York make it clear that applicants can be denied on frivolous or nebulous grounds, including a poor driving history, a lack of candor towards lawful authorities, and the catch-all other good cause for the denial of the license. Another criteria for denial is a history of one or more incidents of domestic violence. According to their complaint, Lichtenstein allegedly had little trouble bypassing this criteria, acquiring a handgun license for an individual who had been involved in four car accidents. He'd been arrested for forgery, received three vehicle-related summonses, received approximately 10 moving violations, and had been the subject of at least four domestic violence complaints, including one in which he was accused of threatening to kill someone. Given some of the attitudes about the law and denying people guns, this might seem sort of shocking that this guy got away and got that many out there. But the nature of the crime on both sides is very, very apparent to me. When the government has discretionary power over who may or may not obtain a license or permit to possess or carry a gun, there's ample opportunity for official misconduct. You can game the system. It's begging to be corrupted. Notably, in addition to allowing for bribery and favoritism, discretionary licensing laws empower those with racial biases to deprive the targets of their bias from acquiring or carrying a gun. That was actually part of the intent of the enactment of the Sullivan Law in 1911, which made it illegal to possess a handgun in one's own home without a license, and that was to target minority groups. Others suggested that Sullivan intended the new law against his political enemies. So, may issue firearms licensing, illustrated here by the New York City experience, it can be all about prejudice and unlawfulness and stuff. The right to carry revolution. That's not happening here. I just sit around going, I really wish my permit would get here. Isn't it a renewal? Easier, but I did get mine, and I've got mine. And we'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Lots of primaries here recently. Let's go that way. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, in a just world, right now, Hillary Clinton would be in a cell awaiting trial on espionage because she has committed espionage numerous times. And she would be getting ready for a date with an executioner, a military guy, but that's what they would be facing. So barring any of that cataclysmic stuff happening to her along the way, she is probably going to be the presumptive Democratic nominee for President of the United States. There may be some other damning information about illegal activities recovered from deleted files. Maybe even then, well, I mean, even now she's asking the nation to elect her as president. So she will have to do this. The only thing really separating her from Sanders is gun control. Now, so far, Clinton has had to play, or she has been allowed to play with like-minded people. She's been allowed to go to places where they stand up and say, we want more gun control. We want you to do executive actions and give us more gun control. We want you to get rid of guns altogether, repeal the Second Amendment, you know, whatever they want to say. whatever they want to say. They're out there dancing on the blood of innocents everywhere they go. Now, she's doing this, and this has never really worked out. That whole platform has never really worked out. In 2004, presidential candidates tramped around rural states, and they thumped their chest and boasted that they'd gutted more deer and bagged more pheasants than their rivals, and anti-gun congressmen suddenly became gun-shy. 4 years before then, candidate Vice President Al Gore, in an interview in Outdoor Life magazine, wouldn't even answer questions like, do you hunt or do you fish? As the 2004 election neared, Senator John Kerry made sure a camera caught him when he went pheasant hunting. A few years earlier, that would not have occurred. Kerry even answered questions to Outdoor Life sportsmen, saying that he owned an assault weapon to boast. Just got a text from my man Sean. There's maybe a change, Ben, as to where we call, but I'll look at it in just a minute and we'll know where to go. When the New York Times asked him about the rifle, but Kerry backed off the claim and said an aide had made a mistake. How did an aide make him say, I own an assault weapon? And then how does that an aide's mistake? 2006, the only federal campaign that could be found where gun ban prohibition was a campaign issue touted by a candidate was in Illinois, and that candidate lost. This thinking also caused Hillary to be very careful with the gun issue in her 2008 primary bid. But now she's all in. She's all in against gun rights at a time when gun ownership in America has been rising for at least a decade and now surpasses 100 million gun owners. She's all in. After she goes more to the left of a presidency where we've seen more than 100 million background checks just under Barack Obama alone. She's all in. As she gets out there with her desire and states her desire to repeal the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which is no more than a veiled promise or a veiled threat to basically not have any guns anymore because they would just all get sued out of existence, all the manufacturers. She says the PLCAA gives gun makers carte blanche, protection from civil liability. And even PolitiFact looked at that and said, that's false. If she goes up against Ted Cruz for the election, you can bet dollars to donuts that the Texas senator would exploit the fall into the arms of gun control crusaders. He would attack, I support the Second Amendment, to Ms. Clinton's. She's trying to walk that back now. Have you noticed that? She's beginning to get the sense that she's going to be in the general election. So now she's trying to walk it back. And then, of course, Chelsea came out the other day and said, vote for my mom so we can have gun control because she'll make sure the Supreme Court gets sacked that way. She basically said that. Getting out there and saying that I support the Second Amendment, but that's waffling. And that's to somebody like me who hears that. I may as well be a great white and you're just ladling the chum to me because I'm coming your way. And when I get to you, you're going to be like a tuna that can't swim. Now, if Donald Trump is the nominee, I think he would attack her more like a Tasmanian devil, chasing an angry sheep in a china shop, something like that. Al Gore wanted to go that way, and he lost in Tennessee. Which, where was Al Gore from, by the way? Tennessee. That's how bad. Getting in the general election, right now there's polls out there saying that 70% of people do not think the PLCAA should be repealed. Which is her banner. This is her thing. 70% of America says no. NSSF checked on that, and they actually did a good sampling. So that's bad for her. The other thing is, when she gets out here in the general election, she won't be able to just go to New York City and to the liberal bastions of everything. She's going to have to come talk to me. She's going to have to come and talk to you. There's more gun owners in the United States than voted in the last election for president. Do you get that? Do you understand that? Do you understand the power of a voting block like that? I've seen all the projections. I've heard all of the postulating that some of these guys make. They're saying, one of the things they're saying is that in a Trump-Clinton ticket, Trump or Clinton wins the electorally 419 to something, which is just so lopsided. And she even wins in South Carolina. I looked at all of the blue states that she supposedly wins, and I just want to know what kind of drugs these projectionists were on, because there's going to be a lot of people out there, you know, there's people that are saying never Trump, never Cruz, never Kasich, never Sanders. There's a lot of people saying never Clinton. There's enough people out there that know what Clinton has done just with the email server. Just with the email server. There's enough people. You know how upset people get at stolen valor, even though that's no longer illegal? That whole claim she made about, well, of course, I ran from the tarmac dodging sniper fire like a boss. I had to finally get in there undercover, and then, you know, and then we look at the video, and she's like hugging everybody. Hi there. Good to see you. This is my daughter, Chelsea. Where's my limo? Where is it? She wasn't dodging. That woman has never dodged anything. She doesn't have ankles. She has cankles. It's not like she's going to move laterally and start getting into fire maneuver. She's not some operator. So, I know that there's a lot of people out there that like her. They like her despite the fact that she is a saboteur and an espionage agent, an anti-American and socialist and a leftist pinko liberal shill waste of skin. I know that. But she's going to have to get out here into the general population pretty soon, and that's not going to be... She's not going to be flying 100% the friendly skies. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right. Now we're going to talk about something that seems a little off base, but I mean, hey. Let's do it anyway. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, let me start out by saying this. The CDC has stated that there's a 6.3% decrease in people using guns for suicide. Remember, I said that. Because right now, according to the CDC, suicide rates are soaring. Why? Because middle-aged white people laid off, and people my age, unable to find work, are taking another way out now. They're killing themselves. Especially in economically depressed states and job-starved upstate New York. People in need of work are twice as likely to take their own lives as employed people, and people fired in their 40s and 50s find it hardest to get hired again. That makes boosting economic growth a life and death issue, or death issue for many. But you wouldn't know it listening to Obama or to Hillary Clinton. Obama whitewashes reality, claiming that the American economy is... Ben, I sort of sound like that girl that was on TV that had like the bad migraine thing happening, don't I? Let me try this sentence again. The American economy is pretty darn good right now, according to Obama. That was pretty good English. The Obama economy has actually stalled. It grew at a measly 0.7% annualized rate in the first quarter of this year. That's compared with the 3.5% rate the U.S. enjoyed for most of the 20th century. What's needed to sustain employment and optimism? It is true that the economy began to slow under George W. Bush. Obama did inherit a recession and with it a suicide epidemic. And when the recession hit, suicide deaths suddenly started outnumbering deaths from auto accidents. Still does today. It's in the 40,000 mark. But 8 years later, job losses are still driving the suicide rate higher and higher. Clinton doesn't seem moved at all. It's all about, you know, it's guns. 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 She's got a plan to close down the coal industry, and she's got a plan to block natural gas fracking, which, you know what the coal industry and the natural gas frackers do? They employ people. So she's actually saying, I'm going to put more of you in position to kill yourselves. More pain for coal country and for portions of upstate New York that are sitting on natural gas treasure. Right now in New York, where New York butts up against Pennsylvania, on the Pennsylvania side where they can lease their land to the natural gas guys, those guys are driving like, Rolls-Royce tractors on their property because they're getting rental payments from the natural gas companies and they're making bank. And their friends, their buddies on the New York State side, they look at it, you know, they're pushing their plow and their horses are dead. I mean, they're missing the money. Self-inflicted deaths in the Syracuse area are up about 40% in the past year. Rates in depressed western New York are double New York City's rate. Upstate New Yorkers are literally dying for jobs. Similarly, joblessness is killing people in Walker County, Alabama, where the coal mines have been shutting down, leaving families destitute. Since 1999, premature deaths among the middle-aged there have more than doubled, some from suicide and other from slower methods of self-destruction like alcohol and opioids. New Jersey used to have one of the lowest suicide rates in the nation, but it shot up 13% in 2 years. Prevention advocate Phil Lovett says we've seen a wave of suicides that resulted from the financial crisis a little bit later than other parts of the country. Economic distress is so widespread that for the first time ever, life expectancy for white women in the United States actually dropped. Despite progress against cancer and heart disease, lives are being cut short by hopelessness. It is truly a national health emergency. Suicide kills more middle-agers than the flu, pneumonia, and diabetes combined. Often after dashed expectations, abandonment by a spouse, and loss of self-worth. Then a bullet to the head or a noose for men or a deliberate drug overdose for women takes away the pain. This is a real issue in this coming presidential election, and everybody should awaken to this fact. It's not inequality, despite the Bernie Sanders rantings. It's lack of growth and the Democratic Party's refusal to make growth a priority. People don't kill themselves because somebody has more money. They take their life when they see no way to get a job, when they have no way to support their family, when they have no way to have any semblance of self-worth. One of the things, for a lot of people, the job becomes the identity. One of the things that they used to talk about in the military was how leading the military, when you walked out of the uniform that had your name and your rank and your history and all of that stuff, displayed for everybody to see, it was like you were changed, like you were losing your identity. And that was a big concern. Now, that's, you know, people that have never been in the military can share that trait. The Congressional Budget Office predicts that with current policies in effect, growth will lumber along at less than 3%. That's not going to be enough to stop suicides. So everybody that's running should be putting forward policies to jumpstart the economy, including lowering corporate tax rates, deregulating, improving international trade deals, and wooing companies and capital back into the states. I'm not going to say who's been talking about that. You don't need for me to do it. Job-killing policies are people killers, too. So that means the entire green climate, the entire climate change argument is a murdering policy. It's a murdering policy. In 1933, during the Depression, suicide spiked then. It rose and fell with economic growth. And it hit an all-time low with the tech boom in 2000. Now we've had 10 years of stagnant economic growth that have produced a new wave of human tragedy as there are more and more laid off workers and they see no way out except to kill themselves. Now, I don't know about you, but this is a big concern. In the United States today, they talk about 22 veterans that take their own lives daily. Suicide is the saddest thing I can think of. It is the saddest thing I can think of. I was having a discussion today, and like smoking. Okay, now I'll tell you what. I miss smoking so bad, I can't tell you. But at the same time, considering what I went through, because of it, I'm never going to smoke again. And there was a time when somebody would say, well, you know, Bill, smoking will kill you. And I would look at them and I would say, I'll tell you what, America, I'll smoke the cigarettes, I'll get sick, I'll die, okay? Just let me enjoy my little vice here. And then that reality actually presented itself to me. And there's been many moments in my past where I should have been petrified that I was not. And in this moment, as they were beginning the anesthesia on me, and I was looking at this gigantic light that was hanging over my head. I mean, I'd really like to have one of those mounted here somewhere. Maybe Dr. John could get me one. I'm looking at this light, and the saddest thought that has ever clouded my mind came to me at that moment. I thought to myself, what if that's the last thing I ever see? So therefore, I won't be smoking. Life is a precious gift. It's a precious gift. Everybody is loved by somebody. Everybody is depended upon by somebody. And to get out there and to kill yourself because of the economy in the United States of America, that's the biggest travesty I've ever heard in my life. That is a national tragedy. This should be approached, it should be addressed, and it should be beaten down. Coming up next, the world according to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot,
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.